Get November for $1. To learn more or sign up to get your free trial, visit clubfitness.us. Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody. Some restrictions apply. See club for details.
Hi, everyone. Iggy here to tell you about the fine folks down at Bertarelli.
Now, hold on, Iggy. Not trying to interrupt here, but I'm doing Bertarelli cutlery.
Well, you just did interrupt me, as always.
Well, you know what? Whatever.
Do you have the address there?
I do. If you let me finish, Bertarelli Cutlery, 1927 Marconi Avenue on the Hill, to get your knives, scissors, and garden tools sharpened, call them at 314-664-4005. Follow them on Facebook or on Twitter at STL Knives. Bertarelli Cutlery, they never interrupt you like Iggy does.
Weekend at home or a weekend RVing, cutting the grass or baiting the hook, listening to Bacon Fry or standing in line at a restaurant, staring at your neighbor's security lights or counting stars, watching the Travel Channel or sitting around the campfire with friends. Break away, get out of town in an RV from Byerly in Eureka. Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Maryville University offers more than 90 innovative, market-relevant degree programs. Maryville invests in state-of-the-art technology to empower its students to learn in an engaging, collaborative environment. Through its Digital World program, students receive free iPads loaded with digital textbooks and more than 150 apps. With a dedicated life coach assigned to each student and a 97% career placement rate, Maryville provides a great return on investment. Check out maryville.edu for more information.
It's party time at Surf and Sirloin. The holidays are just around the corner, and now is the time to get your holiday party on the books. Located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270, Surf and Sirloin can handle anywhere from 15 to 150 people with a menu full of USDA prime beef entrees, 15 seafood specials, and top it off with New York-style cheesecake with strawberries or creme brulee. Call Surf and Sirloin 822-3637 or check them out online, surfandsirloin.com.
Hi, everyone. Iggy here to tell you about the fine folks down at Bertarelli.
Now, hold on, Iggy. Not trying to interrupt here, but I'm doing Bertarelli Cutlery.
Well, you just did interrupt me, as always.
Well, you know what? Whatever.
Do you have the address there?
I do. If you let me finish, Bertarelli Cutlery, 1927 Marconi Avenue on the Hill, to get your knives, scissors, and garden tools sharpened, call them at 314-664-4005. Follow them on Facebook or on Twitter at STL Knives. Bertarelli Cutlery, they never interrupt you like Iggy does.
You walk through the door and are greeted with the friendly smell of barbecue smacking you right in the face. A pleasant host seats you at a table made of wood. In a chair made of wood, on a floor made of wood. We perfectly carve a chunk of meat from a bigger chunk of meat. Pavlovian pre-sweat dots your brow and the world melts away as you drift into a meat coma. Wait, was that just Pauly Shore? Welcome to Salt and Smoke.
Hey, Tom, what's going on?
Hey guys, have you always been interested in sports betting but never followed through? Now is the perfect time to try, and MyBookie is the perfect place. You could be a bet cashing machine, but you'll never know unless you get off the sideline and get in the game. We've still got months of NFL games. Bowl season is right around the corner in college football, and the NBA and college basketball are here too. You don't even have to leave your couch to win big. MyBookie is the right choice. You'll love their easy to use website, helpful customer service, and fast payouts when you win. Want to bet now on who's going to win the Super Bowl? Go for it. Want to risk a little to win a lot? Try a three-team parlay. Visit MyBookie now to take advantage of the 50% deposit bonus. That's right. Deposit today using promo code 590 and they'll give you free cash. Just use promo code 590 when you register. Check out MyBookie online today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
Hey, it's Denise from the Appliance Discounters here to tell you that our friends at Speed Queen have done it again. They are now offering an impeccable wash and dependability without a transmission. These heavy-duty washers are driven by a full-horsepower motor and tested to last up to 25 years in your home. Speed Queen is so confident with their washers that their warranties have been extended to 5 to 7 years, parts and labor. This coverage is worth $400 and it's free. New and improved Speed Queen laundry at the lowest price at any of our 6 showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Place to touch.
What is that place exactly?
It's where you keep your cigars.
You go deep sea diving.
Yeah. The humidor. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the, don't be alarmed, kids. It's not Friday the 13th. It's only Tuesday the 13th, November 13th edition. Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. I have a tremendous email to read to you here in a couple moments from a customer, a patient, and it really wasn't even, it's a patient that turned into several patients because now he says his whole family's going to go there based on this one experience, and they live an hour and 20 minutes away. Great email, coming up after this.
Hey!
At the control board, one of the most memorable things you've ever heard him say is, he lived 19 years in Great Britain, 10 of those in Birmingham, England. That's right. He's Trevor Limestone Limey. Philip, say hello to everyone.
Hello to everyone.
Simple, sweet, to the point, just as I asked him to do. We're so glad when this guy's able to come in the studio, and since we made the move to Kirkwood, he is able to come in a lot, which he wasn't able to do before. Before, he just automatically decided, Westport, too far away, I'll just head northbound or southbound, or he'd head westbound, or maybe... That's right. And that is never rehearsed, believe it or not. He's the one and the only Bill Cleveland. Bill, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
In the glass box, the quarantine room, the heir to the Levi Strauss fortune, Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stifel, where you can get a complimentary second opinion on your retirement portfolio. Stifel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
MarkAndJason.com.
Hello, everybody.
All right. Ma. Author of the book that is selling like hotcakes. Not just an author. When you write a book, it's all-consuming. It takes all your time. Then you do the audio version of the book. That takes forever. And then while you're doing that, you still have time to make sure the digital clock is reset and running perfectly. You still have time to run a research department for an entire radio station. You still have time to head up an entire news operation and do 3 newscasts over a 3-hour period. How do you have time for anything else? But he does. There is something else. That's right. He's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to everybody.
Thank you very much, Frank. As Frank mentioned, I've written a book, Bad Mood, Good Mood. It is now available on Amazon for you Kindle folks out there. It is available for download on Amazon Kindle, or you can check out my website, badmoodgoodmood.com. One of the best feedback emails I received from somebody was a story called The Big Lie in the book. It's an investigation I conducted as to why large bags of lie, L-Y-E, lie, were being stolen from a hardware store. Somebody thought maybe some dead bodies were getting buried, but it turns out that wasn't quite the case. If you would like to find out more, read my book, badmoodgoodmood.com.
All right, Hebe Jimenez in charge of security. Phoebe, you're always so happy. You love your job, don't you? He loves his job. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
No, I don't think he'd appreciate it at all. Red Boy was asking me if I thought Tim would be upset if he wrote a book called Bad Mood, Good... What was it?
Cheese!
Bad Mood, Good Cheese. Meaning if you're in a bad mood, eat some good cheese, you'll feel better. I think it's too close to his. It's just too close. Come up with another name. All right. He's going to work another name. Give it up, if you would, please, for the king of polka music, Bruce Lipris, and the All Boy Orchestra.
I got a suggestion for him, Frank.
What's that?
Bad cheese, bad mood.
You know, that's true. If you eat bad cheese, you will be.
Oh, in a bad mood.
Bad mood Gouda cheese. I think that's what you're
saying. Oh, you know, now, you know what?
That's so bad. No,
that's so good.
Dan snorted.
I know, Dan, I did.
That's how you know it's good, if Dan snorts.
I like to read the message Dan just put up on my screen.
Oh, boy.
So the call screen. I know people know what goes on here that they're not privy to. The call screener to write the names is down. Trevor, that's Limey, is getting the names off the caller ID. Some of the names show up for Trevor on the board or the person that has the account. That's why he was seeing the wrong name. Gino is coming in to fix it by tomorrow. Translation. Our software or app or whatever it is that allows Dan to pick up the phone and then put the name on the screen of who's on the phone is not working. It was crapping out even before the show started. Yeah. So according to this little note from Dan, it will be fixed by tomorrow. Thank you in advance, Gino. Okay.
Yes.
So that'll be resolved by tomorrow. We're brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. Here is the email I received this morning. It may have come in yesterday. I only read emails in the morning. It says, "Hi, Frank. I'm AM in the PM. I wanted to let you know that after 2 weeks of runaround and pain from three separate dentists in southern Illinois, I called Ballast Dental Care Friday afternoon for my wife. They got her in." Now, listen to this. He calls Friday afternoon. They got her in at 7:30 Monday morning. I know. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Ooh. He says, "Dr. Gaines was wonderful. No root canal needed, as we were told by the three other dentists." So here are three people that go, "You need a root canal." Ballast Dental Care says, "No, you don't." Tooth was fixed, and we were out of the office by 9:30. Saved us hundreds of dollars. After some soreness last night, she feels amazing today. The hour and 20-minute drive was well worth it. We will be switching ourselves and our three daughters to Ballast Dental Care." Rick.
Wow.
Rick deserves a round of applause. Way to go, Rick.
Hour and 20 minutes.
But, Dan, think about it. Twice a year, if you can avoid the horror and the fear and the anxiety twice a year, you drive an hour. My goodness,
yeah.
People drive half that to work each day. A lot of people. Now, some people drive actually almost that far to work every day. So twice a year. So, Rick, thank you. What a great testimonial about Ballast Dental Care. And, again, it confirms everything that I've told you folks for all these years, for the 17 or 18 years they've been on the air. I've been a patient for 45 years. I never, ever dread an appointment to go to Ballast Dental Care. And you won't either. And I get it. I know that seems, oh, it's a sales pitch. Yeah, it is, but it's the truth. My sales pitches are also telling the truth. You want to call me on this? Then make an appointment at Ballast Dental Care. Just make one. It could just be a simple checkup. You will become a regular patient, and you will thank me, and you'll wish you'd done this years ago. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa.
That's right, he has.
Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, Lafayette,
all those places. He's not finished. He has more to go. He's Bill Clevelin. And he's with us today, courtesy of, as he is every day, courtesy of Window World. At some point, you're going to have to replace the windows in your house. Sorry, just a fact. When you do, please, please consider the window that more people choose in this country than any other, Window World, the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues. Find out more at windowworldstlouis.com. Let's hear it now for Bill Clevelin.
Hey, everybody. Wow. Good to see you.
Hey. You know, Bill, even if you're in the worst of moods, when you hear that support and that applause, it has to just pick you right up.
It sure does, Frank.
I can tell it in your voice.
He took the words right out of my mouth.
I can hear it in your voice. So how are you?
I'm well. Before we get to our topic today, I just want to mention Thursday evening at the Missouri Athletic Club downtown, there's going to be an event called STL Storytelling Live. It's St. Louis authors who will be sharing some stories about St. Louis. Should be a fun event, and they have asked yours truly to be the master of ceremonies.
What?
So I will be there at the Missouri Athletic Club. It's for for charities. Several different charities benefit. It's $10 to get in, and the tickets are at storytellinglive.com. I thought I'd mention.
All right, how did they find you? How did they contact
Well, the publisher, Reedy Press, which is based here in St. Louis, they actually were the ones that published my most recent book, The 100 Things to Do in America Before You Die. So they asked if I would be the master of ceremonies.
Whoa. How many authors will be there?
Six.
And out of all of them, they chose you.
Mm. Wow.
Well,
or there's five people said, nah, I don't want to host it.
No, they asked me first. I know that. But,
okay.
Yeah. No, it'll be fun. So check that out at storytellinglive.com. I want to say thank you to Mary from Godfrey, Illinois. She sent an email over this morning, actually. And I always like when people, or I should say I don't mind when people email and ask for travel advice, or they're going someplace and maybe they want to know about, you know, some things to see or do. I'm always happy to answer those emails. She actually sent an email today and asked about things in St. Louis because she has family coming in from out of town. And I thought this might be a good time to talk about some things actually here in St. Louis. I don't know if I've said actually like eight times. I apologize. Things in St. Louis to do. For people who
I always think this is a great idea because not everybody has the money to travel. And when people come in from out of town, we generally think of the same two or three places to take them because we forget about them. But now, real quickly, I think it would be a good idea for you to, and we don't do this enough, give your email address.
Sure. So it's just bill@billontheroad.com. But yeah, just go to billontheroad.com. There's a little form on there you can fill out real easily and send an email. It'll come straight to me. I'm happy to answer those. So, yeah, so she said she had some folks coming in from out of town for next week, as I imagine a lot of people do for the Thanksgiving holiday. And so I just throw a few of these things out there. I will tell you that when I travel and I talk to people across the country, and you mentioned that you're from St. Louis, there's always one place that everybody either has been and loved or is really curious about, and that is the City Museum. Everyone always asks about the City Museum. And if you've never been there, you know, I have to, again, I don't know. I assume most people have.
Now that surprised me. How do people out of town even know?
I'm telling you, it's talked about everywhere. It's just so unique, and there is nothing like it anywhere, at least that I have been. And it's really hard to explain. I mean, you just have to go. So City Museum, if you've never been, you have somebody coming out of town, you want to show them something really, really different, that is the one great place to go.
Just tell them, hey, there's a school bus hanging off the roof.
Yeah, and and you can ride a Ferris wheel on top of the roof. I mean, it's unbelievable. So a couple of free things that you might want to check out. I always suggest the Missouri History Museum in Forest Park. I love the Missouri History Museum. They always have great exhibits. Cost you nothing to get in. Building is beautiful. Got a replica of Charles Lindbergh's plane hanging from the ceiling. That's pretty cool. There is a new museum that just opened, and we're going to talk about it either tomorrow or Thursday. I haven't figured out which day. But it is the brand new, or I should say newly refurbished Soldiers Memorial Museum that just opened up. It has been closed for about 2 years. I want to say it's like $20 million worth of renovations to this place. And from what I've heard, it's absolutely fantastic. I'm hoping to go tomorrow or Thursday to talk about it on the air. So check that out. Of course, we all know about the Art Museum, which is fantastic. If you've not been to the new Arch Museum downtown, that is unbelievable. Went through, I think, we're close to 3 years worth of renovations on that museum.
That's really cool.
And it is spectacular.
Do you think most people who go up in the Arch when they're back down are glad they did it. I think most people I've ever talked to, oh, St. Louis, yeah, I went there once and went up in the Arch. I'll never do that again. I don't think that going up in the Arch is a big deal. I don't think most people like it. What do you think?
I don't know if I'd say they don't like it. I think one of the common complaints I hear is the claustrophobic elevator on the way up.
Exactly. It's like you're riding an MRI.
I don't know how you get around that. I mean, I can't imagine how they would be able to change those, but just because of the way the thing's built. But no, I think it's one of those bucket list items, I think, for people. You do it, and that's it. You know. But the museum is fabulous. It's absolutely worth checking out. Couple of other things. Busch Stadium. So you can tour Busch Stadium. For those of us that live here year-round, that might not sound that interesting. But if you have folks who are from outside of St. Louis, and certainly if they're Cardinal baseball fans, this is a great tour. I don't know if anybody in the room has done it, but they take you all throughout the stadium into the clubhouses. You get to go down the field and the dugouts. And so for anybody who is a sports fan, you like baseball, certainly if you like the Cardinals, that's really neat. And, of course, they also have the Hall of Fame Museum, which is a really neat thing that's right across the street there.
What about people who've never been in a radio station, a tour of the 590 studios?
That's pretty expensive, though.
I've never met anybody who didn't come out and go, man, that's one of the greatest things I've ever done.
Going and check out the news department and all that where Tim is. And
the green room with the hot tub.
Yeah.
Oh,
tremendous.
Yeah, it's free. It's free.
I didn't know that. I thought it cost. Okay.
No.
Couple of other things. This is something that a lot of people don't know about. I've talked about it on this show, so hopefully listeners will know this by now, but they have an amazing light show at St. Louis Union Station. It's in the Grand Hall, and this, of course, is free. It runs at the start of each hour from 5 to 10, unless there is some sort of a special event. So I looked ahead, I think next week on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, they had some stuff going on. So if you have folks coming in from out of town early in the week, take them down at this. This is really, really neat. It is essentially, they have a couple different versions. One of them, though, is it tells the story of Union Station, tells the history of Union Station, and some famous St. Louisans. John Goodman, I know, is one. Bob Costas, not necessarily.
Kevin Klein.
Is Kevin Klein one? Mm-hmm. And so have you seen it? Have you seen the light show at Union Station?
No, I haven't. Oh, okay. But I just know he's from St. Louis.
It is really, really neat. And it's all projected up on the ceiling. I believe it's the only place in the country that has this particular technology. And if you go on their website, you can see some pictures, and it's just awesome. The last thing that I'll mention is the Christmas lights will be up at Anheuser-Busch. I think that opens tomorrow or the day after. And that's really cool. That's a free one also. So you can take people down. Mm-hmm. You tour the brewery. They have all the lights up. And this year, and I don't know if this is new this year, but you can actually drive through. So they've got a deal where you can take, I just on their website earlier to double check, and you can drive through.
I did it a million years ago. Brewery. Are they still all red and white lights?
No, they've mixed it up
it was
now.
All
yeah,
red.
No, it's beautiful. Yeah.
I went last year.
I liked it when it was red.
It's beautiful.
You know, when you do your segment, you have all these notes in front of you, and then you do the segment with your eyes closed. I just now hit me that you do that. You're like the Gilbert Gottfried of the show. Why do you have all those notes in front of you and then do the segment with your eyes closed? What's the significance of that?
I like to be prepared in case I forget. I like to look down. Have them,
but do you feel you're more of a method broadcaster by closing your eyes when you talk?
Oh, I just don't like looking at you.
Oh,
There it is.
Okay. Now, well, can we go? Can we take a step back and go back to the driving through the Christmas lights at the brewery? When is that? Like, is that for a specific time only? Like, what's the deal with that?
Usually night when the lights are on.
Thank you, Dan. Excellent,
brother.
I don't know if there are specific times, obviously in the evening, as Dan mentioned, but from what I understood on the website, there's a certain path, and you would go in, is it off of, I can't remember the name, I'll find out. For
Arsenal.
You. But is it off of Arsenal? Yeah. Where you would take the, okay.
Open your eyes and look at your nose.
It's safe to say by 6 o'clock, it's up and running.
But what he's saying,
I meant like, you know, from what date to what date it would be on, because I think that'd be a real nice thing to
do. Well, yeah, I believe on the 15th is when it starts, and then it'll go through the end of the year.
Very cool.
But there's two, so you can drive through, but then if you don't want to drive through, you can stop and do the tour and walk through. So there's two different experiences.
Very, very. A few places shut that stuff down at Christmas.
Right.
Most of them, I think, let it go till first of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's all I got. If you'd like more, you can go to billontheroad.com. And by the way, I want to say, you guys did not interrupt me once yesterday.
What?
How about that?
I know, and it was terrible. That's why we interrupted you today.
It'll never happen again.
Wow.
for the veterans.
We're sorry.
Yeah. I'm Bill Clevelin on the road and on 590 The Fan.
They really like this report.
They do. They're few, but they're enthusiastic.
Yeah.
You know, small but strong. Bill Clevelin, courtesy of course, Window World. Wow, what would we do without Window World? The number one selling replacement window in the country and the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues. If you want to know more, and I hope you do, if you're in the market for windows, windowworldstlouis.com. Who in this room has a bucket list? Because it just occurred to me yesterday. It's a weird thing. I don't have one. There's nothing that I want to do.
I have a bucket list.
What is it? What's on it? Like, what's the top?
Couple of travel destinations, like go to Greece, go to Japan, skydive, maybe shake hands with a politician that's not crooked.
Good luck.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'd say.
I think, yeah, it's so far, just off the top of my head, that's just a couple of things.
Who else? Anybody else? Bucket list?
I really don't know. No.
Not really. See, I'm not a written down list.
Yeah. But I can't even think. If somebody said, is there anything you really want to do before you die? No, there's not. I've actually pretty much done everything I really wanted to do. That's probably a good thing. So I don't have a bucket. Somebody mentioned that movie with Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman the other day. Mm-hmm. That's what made me think
movie.
About that,
yep.
Which is
good
a really
movie.
Good movie.
Yeah.
A good concept. The other thing I'm thinking about was I mentioned this one months ago that when I was a kid, there were many, many days, especially in the summer, where you were just bored and you'd say to your parents, "I don't have anything to do." Oh. Is that even possible now? How can somebody be bored now? If you even just have the most basic smartphone, you never have an excuse to be bored.
I think
you
they
can
still
play
do.
A game on it. You can Google stuff. Well, they shouldn't.
Yeah.
They got no excuse to be bored. Look at all they have access to now that we didn't have. Now here's some. This is a little heavy, a little deep, but I'm reading an article over the weekend about the shooting at that nightclub, that line dancing place in California, where that idiot, that monster went in. And by the way, do you know that every person he shot died? Usually
no.
They hit some, they wound them. Everybody died that he shot. 11 people. And they interviewed somebody who lost a niece. She had gone to that place that night and had died. And in the interview, he asked that everybody pray for his niece. Now, I don't... Look, what anybody believes is what they believe. What is it you're praying for somebody who's already dead? Anybody help me with this?
That they made
their
it
soul.
To heaven?
Yeah.
You know, that they have eternal peace?
People who believe in the afterlife?
Yeah, right. You know?
But when you're dead, you're either going, if you believe in that, you're either going to heaven or whatever, or you're not. And once you're dead, how can praying for somebody change that?
Well, maybe, you
is
know.
Is that
going
to alter anything?
Okay, right. I die, and I'm on my way up to the pearly gates, and I'm there in front of St. Peter. But St. Peter's like, "Meh, you were kind of a D-bag a couple times." And then Tim's down here, and he's like, you know, "Hey, I mean, he was a nice guy. I liked his voice. Why me say a little prayer for him? Hey, good luck. Limey, I hope you get in." And then St. Peter's looks at his ledger. He's like, "Hey, look, you got another prayer."
And
right,
then I
on.
Do it. And then Bill
yeah, you know?
Prays. And
next
somebody
thing you
else
know,
prays.
Okay, so some people believe that you can alter the final outcome if enough people put in a prayer request that you get a pass to go to heaven.
What if we pray for Trevor not to get in? What happens then?
I'm going
to
work on my tan.
You know what? That's a great point. That's a great point. If St. Peter is out there taking
votes.
What amounts to like verbal texts and prayers, going, "Man, I'm sorry, Limey, but I'm getting all kinds of messages coming in here, prayers saying you should go to hell." That maybe it works the other way.
Now, you don't pray. You just go to my ex-wife and talk to her because she is a direct line to Satan.
Direct line.
Dan's ex-wife apparently is Satan's executive secretary.
Yes.
I'm not a game player. I told and Limey, actually, I'm surprised he knew the game that I really got hooked on. It was Black, and I don't even remember what platform I have. Whether I have a PlayStation 2 or 3, I don't even know. I haven't played it for a while, but when I read this, those of you who, like me, are baby boomers, we actually have no... We have no concept. We can't even begin to understand how big the gaming business is because it's not something that we're into. Check this out. Rockstar Games, when they released Red Dead Redemption 2, I think a week ago Friday, in its first 3 days, they did $725 million in sales.
Oh, wow.
Right. I've actually got a story that relates to Rockstar Games, and I need to speak to Scott Sherman because I'm not entirely sure if I have a legal case or not. But Rockstar Games made a video game that came out a couple years back called Grand Theft Auto 5. Right?
Right.
And in that game, there is a character that goes by my alter ego, Trevor Phillips. Right? Now, this guy only has one L in his last name, right? But it's, for all intents and purposes, when you say it, it's the same name. Now, I found out a kid I went to high school now actually works for Rockstar Games, and he's worked for them for about the last 5 or 6 years. So I want to know if he had anything to do with the video game, if he used my name, because we didn't really know each other that well. We didn't really talk, but he was one of those smug kids that was, like, you know, smart, kind of full of himself, you know, was good at books and things like that. So I want to know if I'm like, you know, do I have a case? Like, can I be like, hey, Rockstar, what's up?
The answer is no. You don't need Scott Sherman. The answer is no.
Why don't I have a case?
Because, one, he changed the spelling of your name. And even if he used the same name, you're not the only Trevor Phillips in the world. There are several.
I'm the best.
You have nothing.
Who's smug now?
You have zero.
Yeah, you're the only Trevor Phillips.
I wasn't smug in the first place.
You got nothing coming, man. You're going to have to keep working. You got no settlement check coming.
Damn it.
Let me get the ladies in here. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
A businessman is about to go into a meeting at work, and he realizes that he forgot some very important paperwork. So he thinks he'll call home, have his wife find the paperwork, read him what's most important that he needs for his meeting. So he calls, and a woman answers the phone, and he says, it's not his wife. He said, yeah, who's this? She says, it's the maid. That's all she says, the maid. So he says, put my wife on the phone. She says, your wife is... not available right now. He says, not available. This is important. And the maid says, well, she informed me she was not to be interrupted. He said, what are you talking about? What's so important? She says, look, I'm just going to tell you, she's in the bedroom and she's in bed with the UPS guy. The guy says, what? She says, you asked. You kept pushing. So I'm telling you, she's in bed with the UPS guy. He says, all right, look, you've worked for us for years, you know where the gun is. How would you like to make $100,000 cash right now? She says, what do I have to do? He says, get the gun, kill them both, shoot them. $100,000. She says, all right, hang on. He hears a little rustling around and some footsteps, and then he hears... She says, all right, done. He says, what happened? Tell me what happened. He says, well, I shot your wife in bed. I hit her while she was in bed, and I started to shoot the UPS guy, but he was able to jump up and run, so I shot him right by the swimming pool, and his body is in the swimming pool, fell in. The guy says, swimming pool? We don't have a swim... Is this 314-55?
Sick. Get a check on traffic with Tory Lyons.
Traffic sponsored by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Accident southbound 55 at 141. Accident southbound 270 before Graboid. They cleared the accident westbound 70 at Cypress. Still working an incident southbound 170 at the Forest Park Parkway. Your solid westbound 64 Jefferson all the way to Big Bend. All lanes are reopened eastbound 64 in the Chesterfield Valley at Baxter. Ready for a bad cold and flu season? Knowing when it's the flu can make a big difference in knowing when to call your doctor. The best way to tell is that the flu brings a fever, so be prepared with a thermometer you can trust, the Exergen Temporal Scanner. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Tiger fans, don't miss your chance to support your Mizzou women's basketball team all season long. Our season ticket packages start at just $49. So make sure you get yours now by visiting MUTigers.com or calling 1-800-CAT-PAWS. Also, with every season ticket purchased, you'll receive a special edition Sophie Cunningham bobblehead. This is an exclusive offer for women's basketball season ticket members. Call 1-800-CAT-PAWS or visit MUTigers.com now to be part of our town, our team. We'll see you at Mizzou Arena.
You walk through the door and are greeted with the friendly smell of barbecue smacking you right in the face. A pleasant host seats you at a table made of wood, in a chair made of wood, on a floor made of wood. We perfectly carve a chunk of meat from a bigger chunk of meat. Pavlovian pre-sweat dots your brow and the world melts away as you drift into a meat coma. Wait, was that just Pauly Shore? Welcome to Salt and Smoke.
Hey, Tom, what's going on?
When you go out to dinner, it should be magical. There are lots of good restaurants in St. Louis, but tonight, we want great. Picture a place where there's the smell of Grecian shrimp, pork chops, hand-cut fillets, and veal coming from an ancient-looking Greek oven in a beautiful dining room with the service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled, where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs. Then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capitol. During the holidays, think of Spiro's for catering and your corporate and private party needs. Daytime bookings are available.
At Elysium Restoration and Design, they specialize in interior home renovations, including bathroom and kitchen remodeling, basements, additions, garages, and more. They offer start-to-finish solutions for every project while providing full design services with custom work to fit your needs. Elysium's lead carpenters have at least 10 years' experience, so you know the work is done the right way. And being a family-run business, they take the time to communicate every step of the way. Check out Elysium Restoration and Design at erdstl.com.
Kevin Moret here from Antality Men's Health. We have the privilege of taking care of thousands of guys, and year over year, guys with hormone balance, strong metabolism, are crushing it. Their careers are taking off, they're coaching their kids' sports, they're making an impact on their communities. If you feel like you've lost a step, we can help. If our doctors restore your hormone balance, then you're back to the guy you were meant to be. Our services are covered by insurance, so every guy can afford it. Schedule a free consultation at lowtusa.com. That's lowtusa.com.
Rosalita's Cantina is St. Louis's go-to Tex-Mex, now with a new DePere location. Stop in with coworkers or clients Monday through Friday from 11 to 4 and enjoy a delicious lunch combo. Choose from 14 flavor-filled entrees, all served with rice, refried beans, and a soda. Or order the tableside guacamole and enjoy the show as your server makes fresh guacamole from scratch just for you. Visit Rosalita's Cantina at two convenient locations, 1235 Washington Avenue downtown or 12796 Manchester, just west of 270. Rosalita's Cantina, Tex-Mex. Done right.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you
here we go.
Let me get sober. Leave me alone.
Down
let
to Dallas, go. Texas.
Go home
we go. Over. Who in the room can tell me the capital of Texas? No cheating.
It's not Dallas, is it?
Austin.
Austin.
No. Way to go, Dan.
Oh.
It's Austin, Texas. That is the capital. But this guy lives in Dallas now. His name is Mike Evans, and he's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're right next door to each other. They're in Chesterfield Valley, east of all the other stuff there. and they're closed only on Monday. Folks, gift cards. I want to burn this into your mind. Whenever you get to a point any day and you're stuck for something to give somebody as a thank you, as a congratulations, way to go, whatever, please remember that gift cards from Annie Guns or the Smokehouse are always a good idea. They sell thousands of them every year, especially now at holiday season. Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market now present Mike Evans.
I'll be having a little dinner at Annie Guns here in a couple of weeks, homie.
Now, do you drink wine before dinner, I'm guessing?
Yes.
Because it's only, it's almost 6 o'clock. Some people have dinner at 4:30. So you have the wine and then dinner. What's for dinner tonight?
Tonight we're having chicken breasts.
And who makes that? You
or mashed potatoes.
You or Cheryl? Who makes that? You or Cheryl?
Cheryl made dinner tonight.
What is that like? What is that like to have a wife that cooks dinner?
She cooks dinner every night.
Sounds good.
And will not let me clean up the dishes or anything.
Wow. That's incredible.
That's a solid marriage. That's what keeps that marriage together. Tell them how long you've been married.
25 years. You've known her for 24 years.
What I want people to know, that's why that marriage is solid. He tells her what to do, and she does it.
Well, whoa. We wouldn't go that far. But
all right.
This week's pop quiz theme, celebrities who own their own multi-engine jet planes. Now, most celebrities don't own their own planes. Most of them lease jets, according to what size they want, where they're going, if they're on tour or whatever. But one of these four has their own jet: Jerry Seinfeld, Jimmy Kimmel, Adam Sandler, Jim Carrey. Answer in just a minute. Regarding those California fires, while Miley Cyrus, Neil Young, and Liam Hemsworth, and other celebrities have already lost their homes, the following stars have evacuated and still don't know for sure if their homes are safe yet. Paris Hilton, Kate Hudson, Julia Roberts, Pamela Anderson, Ellen DeGeneres, Cher. Leonardo DiCaprio, and Jennifer Aniston. By the way, that reminds me, Leonardo DiCaprio and Jennifer Aniston went out on a date Saturday night.
Ooh. Ooh, way to go, Leo. Maybe Leo got to do a little motorboating.
A little spaghetti. Yeah, motorboating. Secure. Sad passing of Stan Lee, 95. His biggest fans were the cast of The Big Bang Theory. Because of his advanced age, he had shot several cameos for several movies, and the rumor is that he may have shot a cameo last year that will appear on Big Bang Theory's finale. Stan Lee, favorite show, watched it every chance he got, sometimes two or three times a day. The Simpsons. Movie news, HBO is making a film, a documentary on a low-life, lying, corrupt, hideous, disgusting human being. You know who I'm talking about when I say Roy Cohen?
No. Boy, no. I should. That name sounds vaguely familiar.
You have to go back to the 50s. He was a Department of Justice lawyer that prosecuted Julius and Ethel Rosenberg as Russian spies, insisted they be hung. He also spearheaded the beginning of the Joe McCarthy witch hunt with his partner, Richard Nixon, cheated every client he ever dealt with, and was Donald Trump's dad's attorney, also worked for Donald Trump. Donald Trump says he was his mentor when he was a teenager. The documentary is being produced by all people, the Rosenberg's granddaughter. This Roy Cohen was a piece of work. When you see his picture, you'll go, oh, yeah. I remember the history books about that guy. Real slimeball. Coming in June, HBO. The reason we haven't heard much about Shia LaBeouf recently, Shia has moved to Paris, thus staying out of the limelight, staying out of trouble, staying out of the bottle. Shia is currently shooting two films, P.B. Falcon, about a 22-year-old with Down syndrome who escapes from a nursing home and sets out on a modern-day Mark Twain adventure. The other movie he's working on is Honey Boy, loosely based on his very abusive father. Shia LaBeouf now sober and doing great. Good for him. How much time do I have?
Oh, you have 4 minutes. No, 3 minutes. I'm sorry, 3 minutes. A lot of time.
3 minutes? I tell you what, it's going to be ugly. Pitt versus Pitt. Don't know what will happen when they meet December 4th, but Brad Pitt meets every day with his attorneys, fine-tuning their attack come court day. Meanwhile, Angelina Jolie wants to move the kids to Asia. This is going to be a huge story, and one of them is going to be very, very unhappy when all is said and done.
You got to know, this is an attorney's dream, though. This is two attorneys' dream clients. Oh, this is going to be great for them. They're going to drag this out and make a fortune.
And here's an odd one. Beds that Oprah, Bill and Hillary Clinton, and Barack Obama, three separate beds that they slept in, are being auctioned this weekend. I hear
Oprah's is the Oprah's is the broken one.
All right. The America whip spread on the bed nugget. I hear Mark Zuckerberg will not be denied. He wants to buy all three. Who the hell would care if those people slept on those beds?
Oh my goodness! I could not agree with you more. I can't. I don't get that people. Oh my goodness! That's you got way too much money. Yeah, it's just a bed.
And they say they'll go for several million dollars each.
Wow! Well, that's insane.
It is
ridiculous.
And finally,
if I'm going to sleep on Oprah's bed, I want her in it with me.
Hi, Dan.
Where's the flower?
Wow, man! You said that.
Where do you keep the flower, Oprah?
That.
Wow. Well, some will get it, some won't. We're not explaining it.
Nope. Moving right along. Who owns your own jet? Jerry Seinfeld, Jimmy Kimmel, Adam Sandler, Jim Carrey.
I'm going to say Jerry Seinfeld.
I'm going to go Jim Carrey.
Well, it's down to me. I've got all the money in the world. Why wouldn't I have a private jet? Why wouldn't you have a jet if you had my money? And reruns me $20 million a year. I'm going to go Jerry Seinfeld.
Well, you know you're not going to get it right with that horrible impression.
Thank you.
He paid $59 million for a custom Gulfstream 5.
Wow.
That's what you do with money.
The answer is...
Uh-oh.
No, it's not the guy you're thinking about. What's up with this $59 million jet airplane?
Thanks for making my impression sound good. Thanks for making mine sound really good. Jim Carrey.
That was so bad. Wait a minute, let me do a good one. Watch this plane poppycock. Mike Evans, see ya.
Oh, man.
Now that was a good Seinfeld.
Yeah.
That last thing he did. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, east of all this stuff in Chesterfield Valley, and gift cards always a good idea. Do us a favor, thank a police officer every chance you get, and have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave!
Get out!
just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is Larry Connors. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, and 590thefan.com St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shug. People returning to their homes near Thousand Oaks, California are being told to leave again. The Woolsey Fire flared up again today and is once again threatening homes that were thought safe. There were additional flare-ups in Carlisle Canyon, Lake Sherwood, and Boney Mountain this morning. Ventura County fire officials warned other residents to prepare to evacuate. The White House is responding to CNN's lawsuit against President Trump and other top administration officials, calling it more grandstanding by the news network.
In a statement, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders vowed to vigorously defend against the lawsuit. She accused Acosta of inappropriate behavior at a news conference last week and said it was not the first time the White House suspended the veteran reporter's media credential. Tom Roberts, NBC News Radio.
Online retail giant Amazon is splitting up its highly sought-after HQ2 and giving it two cities, New York and a